For War News Radio at Swarthmore College, I'm Charlotte Kalanti.
And I'm Tyler Welsh.
President Obama has formally requested authorization from Congress for a 3-year period of military action against ISIS. Obama insisted this authorization would not allow for sustained military presence on the ground, but would instead consist of further aerial bombings and small-scale special operations. Various Republican leaders, including Senator John McCain, criticized the proposal for limiting the scope of the military. Obama also received criticism from Democrats, skeptical of the vaguely defined territorial extent of the authorization, which would allow force to be used against ISIS, or associated persons or forces. Others expressed concern over the tenability of the stated 3-year limitation. The president's request comes 5 months after the U.S. began a campaign of airstrikes against ISIS in Iraq and Syria.
Jordan has recently moved thousands of ground troops to its border with Iraq. This is the latest measure concerning Jordan's increased involvement in the U.S.-led coalition against ISIS, following the death of Jordanian pilot Muaz al-Qassas, who was burned alive by ISIS militants. While these newly deployed troops remain in a defensive position, General John Allen, who heads the anti-ISIS coalition, announced a major counteroffensive to be held in Iraq soon. Jordan has also recently offered to provide all military means available to assist the Iraqi army in its fight against ISIS.
The U.S. government has confirmed the death of Kayla Mueller, an American humanitarian worker held hostage by the so-called Islamic State, or ISIS. Mueller was working with multiple aid organizations to help Syrian refugees when she was kidnapped in August of 2013 in Aleppo, Syria. Although ISIS claims the 26-year-old from Arizona was killed in a Jordanian airstrike, the Pentagon disputes the assertion. Mueller was the fourth and last American hostage known to be held by ISIS.
Three members of a Muslim family, all students at University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, were shot dead in their apartment near the campus earlier this week. 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks was charged for the murder of Yusora Abu Salha, her husband Dia Barakat, and sister Razan Abu Salha. According to police and Hicks' estranged wife, the shooting was a result of disputes over parking, but the father of Yusor and Razan believes it was a hate crime, citing previous incidents of harassment in which Hicks was involved. The event spurred an international outcry as many took to social media to express discontent with the lack of media coverage on the shooting, using the hashtags Muslim Lives Matter and Chapel Hill Shooting. Debates on whether the shooting was a hate crime continues as police promise to, quote, exhaust every lead to determine if that is the case.
Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France have agreed on a ceasefire to end the violence in Ukraine, which would begin on February 15th. The plan, also signed by pro-Russian separatists, includes heavy weapon withdrawal, prisoner exchanges, and constitutional reform. German Chancellor Angela Merkel emphasize that this agreement is a glimmer of hope, no more, no less. This news coincided with the recent IMF announcement of a $40 billion bailout package to aid Ukraine's struggling economy. Earlier this week, 19 Ukrainian soldiers were killed and 78 wounded while defending the contested city of Debaltseve in eastern Ukraine. 20 civilians were also killed in recent shellings of Donetsk and Kramatorsk in eastern Ukraine.
American, British, and French embassies in Yemen have officially been evacuated and closed in light of the country's deteriorating political situation. Last month, the Yemeni government resigned as the Shiite militant Houthi rebel group seized control of the capital, Sana'a. At the fourth anniversary of the 2011 uprisings in Yemen earlier this week, thousands of Yemenis took to the streets in Sana'a and Taiz, protesting the Houthi takeover. Taking advantage of the ensuing political vacuum, Ansar al-Sharia, an al-Qaeda-affiliated group, captured a large army base in southern Yemen this week, which housed up to 2,000 government soldiers. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned, quote, "Yemen is collapsing before our eyes," quote, and urged international support to prevent another civil war.
Australian counter-terrorism police have arrested two men charged with plans to carry out an imminent terrorist attack. Acting on a tip, police raided the flat shared by the suspects Omar Kutubi and Mohammed Kiyad in Fairfield, a suburb of Sydney. Authorities seized a machete, a hunting knife, a homemade ISIS flag, in a video that described the foiled attack. Australia has been on high terror alert since September and has experienced multiple threats from growing Islamist radical groups within the country since last year.
Our behind-the-scenes crew this week includes Amy DiPiero, Amber Sheth, Catherine Kwok, Joelle Hedgeboutros, John Gagnon, Sabrina Merrill, and Leo Elliott. This week's show was produced by Joelle Hedgeboutros. I'm Tyler Welsh.
And I'm Charlotte Calanti. Until next time, thanks for listening.